You've got mail.
Daddy, I can't believe that it's happening this weekend. I admit that I've got mixed feelings about you right now. You've been out of the country for 3 years. You missed my graduation and my 18th birthday. Yeah, you sent adorable gifts, but I didn't even get to Skype you or anything. I know what you're gonna say. Mom makes things difficult. She really does. Her boyfriend Jared is kind of an ass, but they seem to love each other, so whatever. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy to be going across the country for college, though. She's such a control freak. I don't blame you for leaving, Daddy. But I'm mad that you disappeared. I know it couldn't have been easy, but I needed you and you weren't here. Well, that's the past, isn't it? I'm an adult now, and I can go where I want, especially if you're paying for it. Maybe I should be mad, but I'm just really excited to see you again. But I'm worried. Do you really want to see me again, or are you just being nice? I guess we'll find out soon. Love, your little girl.
You've got mail.
Daddy, wow. The visit was amazing. I know I said thank you while I was there, but I just wanted to say it again. You took me to so many beautiful places. I never got to go shopping like that before. I know it's kind of cliche, and it's funny because I never really liked shopping before, but I really enjoyed going with you. I felt like you really saw me and picked places and things that I would like. At first, I felt out of place, but then you took me to the museum and the theater and, well, I feel cultured now. Is that silly? I don't want you to think you need to spend money on me, though. You don't. It was just so lovely to do. I'd be happy if you just took me to the park and we ate hot dogs and fed ducks. As long as we did it together. And that last night. I never thought I'd be the kind of girl who'd eat at that kind of restaurant. I recognized the chef from the Food Channel. Did you see all the guys staring at me in that dress you got me? The one that went way off the shoulder where you could see all of my back? Maybe I shouldn't say it, but do you know what they were thinking? I think I did. They thought I was your date, Daddy, not your little girl. And you know what? I liked it. I can't wait to come back next weekend. Love, your little girl.
You've got mail.
Daddy, I'm upset with you, but it isn't your fault. Not really. Please don't be mad at me for not making sense. I'll explain it. You knew something was wrong when I was leaving. I was quiet and I didn't hug you as hard as I should have or kiss you. I regretted it as soon as I got on the plane. I felt ungrateful and cold. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, okay? The trip was fantastic. I loved going to the park with you and seeing Shakespeare outside. The zoo was terrific, too. I haven't been to one since we went together when I was in grade 7. I loved all of it, especially the last night. You don't know how many times I made food in our kitchen at home alone. Mom would be at work and it would just be me. And she never said more than thank you. You always had time to cook with me and appreciated everything that I made for you. And we'd cuddle on the couch and watch horror movies, do you remember? I think you do, because we did the same thing last night. You even made my favorite salad dressing and everything. I almost cried. You're making this so hard, you know, to write this stuff. Because you're so goddamn perfect. I'm sorry, but that's what everyone thinks. My friends see you, and they say the dirtiest things, Daddy. And then they're all surprised when they find out that you're single. I tell them that you had a girlfriend, but that you dumped her a month ago. Why then, Daddy? I didn't want to ask you because I thought it might be a sore subject, but now you've made me reconsider. I saw you on that last night, Daddy, when you came into my room. I pretended to sleep, and I thought you were just checking on me. But you got so close, Daddy. And you stood there for so long, and my eyes were open just enough to see how hard you were. Is that from looking at me sleep in my tight little tank top and gym shorts? I guess my friends are wrong. You aren't perfect. You're at least a little bad. But you didn't do anything. I don't think you ever would, and I'm too much of a coward to ask you. Well, I guess it doesn't matter, does it? Some things aren't allowed, even when you want them more than anything. Love, your little girl. Postscript. Just because I'm not there doesn't mean you can't watch me sleep. I'll Skype you tonight and just leave the camera on, facing my bed. You can look as much as you want.
You've got mail.
Daddy, I'm sorry about the last email. It was very inappropriate of me to suggest or talk about such things. I want you to know that I'm a good girl, and I know you're good too. You'd never do anything to me that I didn't want. I don't want you to think I'm bad, because then you'd never let me visit again, and I want to come back as much as I can. This summer and after college starts, even if it's just over weekends. I know you probably can't afford it, but maybe you could visit me too? I'd just tell everyone that you are my out-of-town sugar daddy and watch them get jealous. Oops, I said I was going to be good, didn't I? Well, I don't have to be perfect, do I? I just wanted to say one more thing about the last night. I've thought about it a lot, and I've decided that I was frustrated for the wrong reasons. Communication is the most essential part of any relationship, and I just sat there passively, didn't I? I mean, it's fine for a girl to be passive, even submissive for her daddy, isn't it? But she still needs to talk to her daddy, and I'm going to talk to you now, because I feel that I could never say it in person. I just get so flushed and embarrassed. I know the kind of good girls that men want. I've never really wanted to be one, to be honest, until I started visiting you again. Then I really wanted to be good for you. So, let me tell you what a good girl would have done in the last night I was in your apartment. A good girl would have laid there, just like I did. But she wouldn't have needed the sheets or covers. And really, would she wear shorts? No. Probably just a shirt. Or maybe she'd just go naked. It might be scandalous in other places, but she's with her daddy, so it's okay, right? A good girl would understand that her daddy is a healthy, strong man with needs. She'd know that being around a young thing with perky little breasts and a tight little ass would make him aroused, frustrated even. She'd understand that he might need to come to her room at night and watch her sleep. A good girl would lay there, naked and vulnerable. She'd pretend to be asleep, no matter what her daddy did. She might make some noises. She's not perfect after all, but she'd never tell him no or fight him or stop him. She'd let him do anything that he wanted to her. And she'd love being his. Most importantly, a good girl would never, ever tell. Love, you're good, little girl. P.S. Good girls Skype their daddies every night and sleep in just a little t-shirt and panties. But I think you knew that already.
You've got mail.
Daddy, I love you. I'm having a hard time saying that to your face, but it's true. I know you love me too, because I can still hear you whisper it in my ear. I'm glad you dumped your girlfriend. I'm sure she was nice, but I want all of what you have to give. I guess I'm a jealous little bitch, aren't I? That's not something a good girl should be, but I'm not perfect. I loved the last visit so much, Daddy. You know that. You must have seen how wide my smile was on the last day and the tears in my eyes when you dropped me at the airport. I really, really didn't want to go home. You took care of me the entire weekend. You treated me like a daughter, but also like a girlfriend. I loved how you kissed my hair and put your arms around me when we walked in public, and how you put your hand on the small of my back when we went into a restaurant. This was the first time in my life any man's really treated me this way. It was like you're courting me, Daddy. Then it was the last night. I was nervous and edgy, Daddy. You must have been able to tell. I couldn't sit still without squirming. I'd been there for 2 nights and nothing had happened. I'd written you. Well, you know. I had hoped that I was clear enough that I'd given you the permission you needed to do more, the permission that I could never give you face to face. I went to bed early. I said it was because I had to go home the next day and I was exhausted. I wasn't, though. I showered because I wanted to be clean for you. I didn't touch myself, though I wanted to so badly. I lay on the bed, but I couldn't sleep without at least a sheet. I know I wrote that good girls sleep without one so their daddies can appreciate them, but like I said, I'm not perfect. I closed my eyes and I waited and waited. You made me wait so long, Daddy. Did you do it because you were still not sure? Or was it just to work your little girl up? I got so worked up, Daddy. But even so, I must have fallen asleep. I woke up when you kissed my forehead. It was so soft, just like you used to when we all lived together. I felt myself relax then. I knew how safe I was in your hands. I wanted to be in your hands so badly, Daddy. You don't know all of the things your little girl thinks about during the long nights back home. I thought you would stop there, to be honest. I understood. Just because your daughter's a horny little, well, you know, doesn't mean that you have to indulge her. I knew that you loved me, and if it was just ordinary family love, that was okay too. Then I felt you pulling the sheet down, slowly, the soft fabric catching on my breasts and exposing me to you. You could see me now, all of me, as I am now, as a woman. You could see my nipples stiffen in the chill, my wet little pussy. I parted my legs for you slightly and trimmed myself. Did you like looking at me, Daddy? This girl that you made? Did you get hard then, or were you already hard before you came in? I think that you were, Daddy. I think you were looking forward to this as much as I was. You're just very patient. I felt your hand on me then, on my cheek. You were so gentle. Then you moved it, and I felt something growing inside me. You let it rest on my neck, Daddy. You put it around my throat like you were going to choke me. How did you know that I fantasize about that, Daddy? You didn't, though I know I got even wetter. You put your hand on my chest then, and my breath quickened. Then I felt your hand slide over to my breast. You cupped it and I whimpered. I'm sorry. I'm so bad at being quiet. It's just, you do things to me, Daddy. Things I can't admit to you, even in email. You squeezed my breast firmly. It was so different than the boys that I've let touch me. Don't worry, Daddy. There haven't been many, but they were harsh and fumbling. You were confident and loving. Then you felt my nipple between your thumb and forefinger, and you pinched it hard. You're so bad. I loved it, though. I know I made a sound. I tried so hard not to, but it felt so good. I didn't expect it. I heard you chuckle, you naughty man. I thought you might feel me for a while and leave. That would have been okay, Daddy. I would have touched myself thinking about it for the rest of my life. Every hand on my breast would have been yours in my head. You didn't stop. You moved your hand down to my belly, and it quivered under your touch. Do you like it? Sometimes I think it's too soft to be attractive, but you kissed me on it, and my heart beat so fast. You make me feel such bad things, Daddy. Then your hand moved down to my thigh, and then the inside of my leg. I gasped as you moved it up, but not far enough. You moved it back down, and then back up again, and just a little further this time. You were teasing me, weren't you, Daddy? Did you want me to open my eyes and beg you to do more? I wish I could have. Maybe one day. Thankfully, you love me, really and truly. You might be teasing me, but you'd never deny your little girl anything, would you? I felt it finally, your hand resting on my tight little pussy. I know I moaned a lot. I hope you like hearing what you did to your little girl. You explored me so gently, letting your fingers tease my soaking slit and barely brush my sensitive clit. I heard you make a noise then, too. Then your finger slipped inside me. You're the only man who's ever been inside me, Daddy. Do you like knowing that? You were so cruel with me. You didn't give me time to recover. You just pumped that finger inside me again and again. You didn't even use a second one. Maybe you thought it would hurt me, or maybe you just really want to stretch me out with a different part of your body. That finger, in and out, speeding up. I can still feel it right now. You went in as deep as you could. Used your thumb to play with my clit a little more firmly each moment. I was close, Daddy. I was shaking all over. You knew what I needed. You hooked your finger up and touched me right there. I'd never even done that before. I came, Daddy. I was loud. I know I was. I'm sorry, Daddy. I know good girls are supposed to be quiet, but you just drove me so crazy. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. You've made me so wet again, I need to take care of things right now. BRB.
Daddy? Daddy? Yes, Daddy. Right there, Daddy. Daddy? Oh, you're gonna make me come, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Daddy? I'm coming, Daddy. Oh! Oh! Oh, Daddy. Daddy? Oh! 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 Oh!
Okay, I'm back, and I'm feeling much more relaxed. You'll never guess whose fingers I imagined were inside me when I came all over my own. I was so happy then, but I wasn't sure what was going on. You must think I'm such a silly bimbo to not figure it out. I heard you breathing hard. I even heard the noise your hand made on your cock, but I didn't understand what it meant. Probably because I had just come and I'm a selfish little thing. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll think of you more next time. You kept breathing harder, and I understood. My daddy was touching himself and looking at me. You were so turned on just by my body. I felt so good knowing that, Daddy. I heard you move just a hesitant step or two, and I wondered if you were leaving. But you weren't. You groaned then. God, I would do anything to hear that sound again. Then I felt it. Warm liquid splashing on my cheek, my forehead, my closed eyes. It hit my mouth and neck. Some even got on my chest and in my hair. I was so excited, Daddy. I made you come on me. I almost came again, too. There was so much. It ran and flowed over my mouth, and it smelled so good. I heard you whisper in my ear, I love you. And then you left. Oh, how I wish I could have been brave enough to ask you to stay. But you don't know what you did for me. I got up and went to the bathroom. Slowly, I cleaned your cum off me. First my eyes. Then I took a picture so I could remember what I looked like when my handsome, strong daddy marked me as his forever. Then I wiped as much as I could off with my bare hands. Do you know what I did then? I licked it off my fingers. It was so salty and delicious. I swallowed as much as I could before I washed up. I tried not to use any soap, but I needed it to get the cum out of my hair. I wanted to still smell like you all day when I was traveling home. I wanted other people to be able to smell me and know I had someone who loved me as much as you do. I wanted Mom to smell me and know that you had a woman now who would treat you right and take care of you. I feel so dirty writing this down, Daddy, but it all feels so right. I can't wait for next week. I'm still not brave enough to be awake for you yet. But do you think you could come to my room every night this time, instead of just the last one? If I don't get more of your cum, I think I might die. This time, though, maybe I'll leave my mouth open for you to put whatever you want in. Or maybe put some baby oil on my breasts in case you want to slide something over my chest. Or, if I can bring myself to, leave my legs spread so wide for you, Daddy, so you can see how wet and swollen and needy you make your little girl. And for easy access. I'm always going to be easy for you, Daddy. Whatever I do, I don't want you to think that means that I won't be good for you. You can do whatever you want to me, Daddy. You can move me and pose me and use me in any way that you want. Oh, God, I just got shivers from writing that. I'll do anything to be the girl that makes you happy and gets filled with your cum. With all of my love, forever, your very good little girl.